June 23, 1899. Louisa sees the confessor together with Jesus and prays for him. After I listened to Holy Mass and received communion, my loving Jesus made himself seen from inside my heart. Then I felt myself going outside of myself, but without Jesus. I saw my confessor, and since he had told me, "Our Lord will come after communion, and you will pray him for me." And so, as I saw my confessor, I said to him, "Father, you told me that Jesus was going to come, but he has not come." He said to me, "It is because you don't know how to look for him. This is why you say that he has not come. Look well, for he is there in your interior." I went about looking inside of me, and I saw the feet of Jesus, which had come out from within my interior. Immediately I seized them with my hand, and I pulled Jesus out. I embraced the whole of him, and seeing him with the crown of thorns on his head, I removed it from him, and I placed it in the hands of the confessor, telling him to drive it onto my head. And so he did. But no, as hard as he tried, he could not manage to make a single thorn penetrate. I said to him, "Do it harder. Don't be afraid that I might suffer much, because, as you see, there is Jesus here that gives me strength." But as much as he tried, it all turned out impossible. And so he said to me, "It is not my strength to do this, and also because it is into bones that these thorns must penetrate. It is not my strength to be able to do it." So I turned to my sweet Jesus, saying, "You see how Father does not know how to put it on? Do yourself a little bit." And so Jesus stretched out his hands, and in one instant he made all those thorns penetrate into my head, to my unspeakable pain and contentment. After this, the confessor and I, together, prayed Jesus to pour his bitternesses, so as to spare people the so many scourges that he is pouring upon them, as he seemed to do today, since hail was ready to come down not too far from us. And the Lord, to condescend to our prayers, did pour a little bit. In addition to this, since I continued to see the confessor, I began to pray Jesus for him, and saying to him, "My good and dear Jesus, I pray you to grant grace to my confessor, to make him all yours, according to your heart, and to give him also corporal health. You have seen how he cooperated both in relieving your head from the thorns and in having you pour. If he could not manage to drive the thorns into my head, it wasn't for the purpose of not relieving you, nor was it his will, but because it was not his strength. Therefore, also because of this, you must answer him. So tell me, O my soul and only good, will you let him be well, both in the soul and in the body?" And Jesus heard me, but would not answer me. I would pray him with greater solicitude, saying, "This morning I will not leave you, nor will I stop praying, if you do not give me your word that you will grant what I ask of you for him." But Jesus would not say a word. Then, all of a sudden, we found ourselves surrounded by people. They seemed to be sitting around a table, eating. And there was also my portion. Jesus told me, "My daughter, I am hungry." And I give you my portion. Aren't you happy? And Jesus, "Yes, but I do not want to be seen that I am here." And I, "Well then, I will pretend that I take it for myself, and without letting myself be noticed, I will give it to you." And so we did. After a little while, standing up and drawing his lips close to my face, Jesus began to play something like the sound of a trumpet with his mouth. All those people turned pale and trembled, saying among themselves, "What is this? What is this? Now we die." I said to him, "Lord, my Jesus, what are you doing? How is this? Up until now, you did not want to be seen, and now you start playing. Be quiet, be quiet. Don't make people scared. Don't you see how they are all frightened?" And Jesus, "This is nothing yet. What will happen when all of a sudden I will play even louder? They will be caught by such fear that many upon many will lose their lives." And I, "My adorable Jesus, what are you saying? You always go there, that you want to do justice, but no, mercy, mercy, I pray, on your people." Then, as Jesus assumed his sweet and benign appearance, and I continued to see the confessor, I began to importune him again. And Jesus told me, "I will make your confessor like a grafted tree, such that the old tree can no longer be recognized, both in the soul and in the body. And as pledge of this, I have placed you in his hands as victim, that he may take advantage of it."